Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Happy Monday. Thank you so much for listening to Joe and McKenzie. I would love to hear from you, because obviously it means you're alive, about your final destination moment. We were like, I almost died. Like, holy crap, a situation like one movement this way or that way could have been a goner. Now, I'm not being dramatic when I say this. I legit thought I was going to die. My dogs actually, they got a little scared and they went, you know, right there on the sidewalk. I was walking them last week, Friday after the show, and we're walking the same kind of area we always do. It's usually 2.5 mile, like kind of a loop around my neighborhood just to get their energy out of them and to get a little cardio for me. And we walk past a tree, not thinking anything of it, but it kind of hangs over the road. It's like a 15-foot-long branch. Three steps after we're done, I hear like a cracking sound, and this 15-foot-long branch, it went into the road halfway, landed right where we just were standing. Oh, like, we sometimes stop there, and they go to the bathroom, and they'll go, you know, pee or poop or whatever they do. Guys, this tree would have for sure killed my dogs, if not killed me. Even if it's an old hollowed-out branch, it was like 10, 15 feet in the air falling straight down. And it was a heavy branch.
That's terrifying.
And so I just like, oh my God, that's my final destination moment. So I think I'm still going to die. It's the thing, I think I just avoided that.
But dude, when things like that happen, I start thinking of like weird ways where I saved 3 seconds. Like, let's say when you go to walk out of the house, let's say you just walk straight out. But let's say this time in particular, Lindsay was like, hey Joe, love you. And then dude, that 3 seconds could have saved you and your dog's lives.
I think about it in the positive, but I think of like, what if it like, oh crap, I forgot my wallet, so I had to walk back inside, yeah. And that's 10 more seconds, and then I get T-boned in a car accident.
Oh my God. Don't think like...
Does anybody else think about that?
That is completely the wrong way to look at it.
No, but I guarantee you, and I would love to hear from you, 833-563-2539, whether you've had an actual thing that happened or a near miss, you would kind of say it's your final destination moment, like those little seconds added up to that.
My boyfriend's mom was driving the other day on the highway, mm-hmm. and the car right in front of her all of a sudden like speeds up and hits like the median and then flips.
No
and this
way.
Car flies in the air and flips in the air and then lands and starts rolling into other cars on the highway.
Oh my gosh.
And she was like, if I was just one car ahead, you know, if I would have, mm-hmm. you know, not stopped at that red light or like would have left like 5 seconds earlier, I could have been one of those cars that got demolished by this car that was flipping in the air.
Chills.
That's what I'm saying. It's like these one little things. It's just like the Final Destination movie where it's like, that could have been you.
I kind of have two little quick stories.
All right, what are yours, Chops?
One day I was like riding, I don't know if it was a horse or mule, whatever, but I was in Arizona and it was called Canyon de Chelly. And like we were on this like edge or this ledge, whatever, and the horses were just supposed to follow the path. Well, everyone's horse was fine. I was the last one in line, and my horse decided to stop. And it's like it saw a piece of grass on the edge of the ledge that it liked, so it like leaned down, and now here I am staring down this like, I don't know, maybe 1,000-foot drop, I don't know. And I literally thought I was going to die. My horse started turning around. It actually did a 180, like an about face, mm-hmm. and now I'm facing the wrong way, like, holy crap. There wasn't even enough room for this horse to turn.
Oh,
I don't know how we did it.
Gosh.
And then he turned back around and we started walking. Literally thought I was going to die.
I just got goosebumps.
Like, I was like, I am not going down with this horse. If he goes, I am jumping off.
Pork Chop's like, get out of here, horse. Come on.
Let's go. One time in Michigan, I like was following my GPS down something called a 2-track. That's where, I don't know, it's like, it's just a little, literally like 2 tracks. And I kind of went off the road. It was like off on a pipeline in the grass. My cell phone died. I was out of gas. I had no service anyway. My ex's mom had to come find me 2 hours later. But there's like cougars out in the middle of the woods. It was pitch black, 11 o'clock at night. I literally thought I was going to get mauled by a cougar or bear.
All right, 833-563-2539. Do you have a final destination type moment? Like, what happened? And if for some reason I don't make it past today, I just want to say thank you guys for listening to Joe and McKenzie. Thank you so, so much. Telling you guys the truth, me and my dogs, Benny and Paddington, We had a Final Destination type moment where we were just getting our walk on Friday, trying to be healthy for me and get their little energies out. Terriers got a lot of energy. We walk past their usual spot where they like to mark their territory. And out of nowhere, a 15-foot branch fell from the heavens missed us by about 3 feet. Like, if they would even been, like, sometimes I let them, like, lag back on their leash, it's a 6-foot leash, they'd be dead.
Terrifying.
And my wife, Lindsay, would have killed me. And when she hears this podcast later, says, why didn't you tell me this? She's probably going to kill me, too. I didn't want to scare her. So I want to hear your Final Destination type moments. You're like, oh, my gosh, that could have been the end of my life. Cynthia, thank you for calling in. What's your story?
Hi. Well, I was walking to the bus stop, which is about 3-4 blocks away from my house. And right at the corner of the block, there's a three-way exit. And when I was walking there, I was almost to the stop sign, and it felt like somebody just grabbed my feet and knocked me down. And so I'm trying to get up, and I'm hearing this screeching sound, and it was because the truck was exiting the freeway too fast. And when I finally stood up, the truck lost its load full of sheet metal. And the last piece of sheet metal slid in front of me maybe 2-3 feet. But had I not fallen, I would have been at that corner when that truck slipped.
Cynthia, wow. I've got kind of a side note, quick story to go with you. One time I was driving, and I had been working 21 hours that day. I was driving home. I was like a mile or two away from my house, and I fell asleep at the wheel, and I woke up to like something slapping me in the face, like a smack.
Oh my gosh.
And I was going like 60 miles an hour. When I woke up, and the speed limit was 55, when I woke up and looked, I was coming into a sharp curve, so I had to like slam on my brakes and like take the curve, and there was a tree right in front of me, and if I didn't feel, like, there was no one in the car with me, like no one smacked me.
No, I was there. I was like, pork chop.
Wake up, I need you. So I totally believe your story, and what a blessing.
Cynthia, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's wrap things up with Liz. Liz, tell us about your Final Destination type moment.
Hi, yes. So I was coming back from a road trip from San Antonio. And the car that I had at the moment, it would give us problems here and then.
Mm-hmm.
And so on our way back home, for some reason, it started acting up, even though we thought we fixed the problem in San Antonio. So we stood by on the side of the road to see what was up. As we're checking the car, everything seems fine. We fixed whatever needed to be fixed, get back on the road, and about 2 cars in front of us, a trailer flips over and crashes the car. And we were like, oh my God, if we would have left those couple seconds we stopped by, we would have probably been one of those cars.
That's crazy.
Do you still think about that, Liz, from time to time?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's one of those moments. It's just like, holy crap, like how different would life have been?
Right.
Whew. I love that. Okay.
It makes you almost like just grateful for your life that you have.
It does. Like, my wife must be so grateful the moment her and I met. She's like, I'm so glad that it timed out perfectly. No? Nobody? Okay.
Maybe.
She loves you.